This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guard sent to the Mexico border to shore up security instead was put on trash duty by the Biden administration. Jackson County, Texas Sheriff Andy Lauterbach slammed President Biden's actions as a complete embarrassment on Fox News.
It's incomprehensible that a national security border, our border with a foreign country, is in the shape that it is in now. It's a complete embarrassment, and it's so preventable.
The death toll in a bomb attack targeting schoolgirls in Kabul, Afghanistan on Saturday has risen to 85. Another 147 people were wounded in the attack. A car bomb was detonated in front of their school, and then two more bombs exploded when students rushed out in panic. The U.S. Navy announced Sunday it seized arms shipments of thousands of assault weapons, machine guns, and sniper rifles hidden aboard a ship in the Arabian Sea. Apparently bound for Yemen, the vessel came from Iran. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Last week's jobs report was a serious setback to the U.S. economy. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Many economists are looking for an explanation for April's jobs report being drastically below predictions, with only 266,000 jobs added last month. Neil Kashkari says a large factor is still the coronavirus pandemic. The president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Minneapolis tells CBS's Face the Nation that he sees uncertainty as the largest cause of hesitation in the economy.
It is still the virus and the reality of the virus and people's feeling safe about the virus that's ultimately going to drive this economic recovery. I think the hope is that Congress has been so aggressive in the past year and the Federal Reserve has been so aggressive in the past year that we have positioned the economy for a fast recovery, not a 10-year recovery, but there's still a great deal of uncertainty about the virus, but also about how we are all feeling and the confidence that ultimately we need to have to fully restore the economy.
The next jobs report is Friday, June 4th. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The price of gasoline continues to rise this week and is expected to increase over the next several days due to a cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline. John Clements from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Colonial Pipeline, the nation's largest, has been shut down since Friday after the cyber attack. A Russian criminal group is believed to be responsible for the shutdown of the 5,500-mile network that supplies 45% of the gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel to the East Coast. Trilby Lundberg is a petroleum analyst.
No one knows the duration that this cyber attack may cause the crippling of the Colonial Pipeline. There are efforts to prepare for movement of fuel via barge and other vessels and also to import more gasoline from Europe. However, no one knows how long it will take.
The pipeline runs from the Gulf Coast to the New York Harbor area. Jeremy Scott gives us a COVID-19 update.
A study released this past week from the University of Washington indicates that COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. could be as high as 900,000. Dr. Anthony Fauci of the White House COVID-19 response team tells NBC's Meet the Press.
I think there's no doubt, Chuck, that we are and have been undercounting. What that tells us is something that we've known. You know, we're living through a historic pandemic the likes of which we haven't seen in over 100 years.
There are over 581,000 COVID-related deaths on record in the U.S., according to Johns Hopkins University, more than any other country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And just like that, it's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. I don't know if you read this or not, but the governor of Washington State, Jay Inslee, of course a Democrat, has offered, actually didn't even offer, he ordered churches to divide their Sunday congregations into two seating areas. Okay, now, we're not talking, now, I mean, most pastors would think, okay, two seating areas, maybe we'll have the saved and the unsaved, right? Just to make it a little bit easier so we know which side needs to be praying for what side. But no, in this particular case, Phil Hudson-Pillar, who joins us, is the founder of American Faith and the senior pastor. I thought you might appreciate that. He wants families separated into vaccinated versus non-vaccinated seating areas. I mean, the brilliance of these politicians is just astounding. I mean, where's Will Rogers when we need him?
Well, I'm just glad to find that there are actually governors crazier than ours. So I'm encouraged. Most people are, you know, think that's nuts, but I'm thinking, wow, at least we're not the fruitiest place on planet Earth. Washington has just gone even crazier than California. How about that, Bill?
Yeah, I think so. I think maybe they're just too close, and maybe people say, hey, look, can we let's pray for a big earthquake and let's have you know, a deeper divide between the two states. Maybe they're bleeding over, and make sure that when people, you know, come into Washington, that they're coming from other parts other than California, because they're bringing in that craziness in there, and they vote in governors like Jay Inslee. I mean, this is nuts. But you know, see, the other question that I've been asking, Phil, is that what happens if you've been, you know, you've had the disease, okay? You got the virus, you're you know, you've got natural immunity, and you're part of that herd immunity quotient, but yet that's not mentioned. It's just flat out ignored. And of course, the constant refrain from government officials is, you know, you must get vaccinated, until somewhere down the road, kind of like with thalidomide, we find out that, maybe we shouldn't have had everybody so quickly vaccinated.
Yeah, it's I think the duplicity, first of all, and the paradox of everything that's happening is amazing in America today. Mm-hmm. And we're truly demonstrating that we lack reason, and we lack sound thinking and ways to process. And to me, that is a more dangerous sign than bad laws. I mean,
yes.
Bad laws happen. We do course correction over time. But when you see a society that lacks the capacity to actually use sound reasoning, I think there's where you've got problems. And I think that's exactly where we are today. And Washington, California, name it. I think the other interesting thing, Bill, is that, you know, Texas has been bragging about how many people want to move there. And now they're seeing the results of people moving there from California and other places, but mainly California. And now their politics is changing. Now their society.
Exactly.
Because what's happening is they're getting an influx of not the conservatives necessarily, but also the liberals from California,
right,
who are who are altering the way the Texans think and process information.
Well, that's what Zig Ziglar called stinking thinking. You bring the stinking thinking in, and you've compromised the porridge. You know, here it is. These people are coming in with their philosophy and their, which is kind of ironic, right? You leave the state because of taxes and all the crazy policies that were brought to you by these liberal left wingers, and you don't stay there in the state to fix it. You take the easy route. You leave Dodge. And now here you are infecting, you know, some other part of the country with your brilliance because you know so much better because it works so well for you in the state that you were in before, right?
Yeah, you remember the late Charles Krauthammer, and he made a comment one time. He said, "Decline is a choice."
Mm-hmm.
And what we're doing as a nation, we're making a choice to decline as a nation. Who was the gem, let's say in many ways, the gem of those people's fleeing tyranny and bad economies. And now we find ourselves in a situation where we have people trying to flee to places. Good friends of ours just moved to Montana and a small town of Montana. And there's more people on our roads in California, just one highway, than there is the entire town. And why'd they do it? They did because, you know, we just don't want to live in this kind of a world. And this is the best way to leave this kind of a world and still be an American.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is the American way of life. We vote with our feet. You know, you go into a business, you're not treated correctly, you're not serviced correctly, you just don't go there again. You know, and this is what's happening. Maybe you tried for many years to change the state, put in your 2 cents. I mean, when you only have 5 Republican representatives in a one-party state and you're a Republican, it's like, you know, maybe I should go somewhere else where the odds might be a little bit more in my favor. And we'll see how this plays out. But, yes, the thing that concerns me, though, Phil, it goes back to what, you know, you talk about all the time, and that is that, you know, love trumps hate. And the thing is, it's happening right now because of this bitter divide and what's going on over being vaccinated or not being vaccinated. People are turning into mini vaccination Nazis. And, you know, it's like one of the first things, it's not even, hi, how are you? How you doing? It's just, hey, have you been vaccinated? Like, whoa. Well, that's a nice hello, how are you? Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
Yeah, it's actually a great temptation just to lie and go, yeah, you know, yeah, what's the big deal?
Yeah, and 5 times. I enjoyed it so much. I was going to go for 6 because I could get a free car wash if I had 6 inoculations, you know. So.
Exactly. You know, and this kind of brings it to, I think it's really interesting what's happening in France today.
Yes.
Because France has issued this warning, and the entire military seems to be in support of, you've got to change French society because it's in a decline. Here's an interesting thing. 86% of the people polled, okay, agree that violence is growing daily. 73% say that it is disintegrating. And 86% agree that certain towns and districts don't apply French law at all. They're not even operating by the law.
Mm-hmm.
So 45%, just one more stat here. 45% agree that France is on the brink of civil war. Now, why do I bring up France, you know, when we're talking about America? Because France is our oldest ally. It was French that helped us win the war
American,
in Great Britain in our Revolutionary War.
Revolution, right.
You know, and so they were the ones that were saying, no, we want to help America establish a democracy apart from European control. And Britain was seen as the great enemy. And what France has done is forgotten where they came from. You know, a lot of people, because they don't know their history, where did we get the Statue of Liberty? Well,
right.
We got it from France. And so that symbol of freedom and that welcome to all to come into our shores because you're going to find something different has now become, for France, now they are disintegrating before their very eyes. And active and ex-military have signed petitions saying that you're on the brink of civil war and there could be actually a coup against the government if something doesn't change. That's how bad it's gotten. And remember, here's my old adage. What as goes Europe, so goes America.
Mm.
We seem to follow in a weird way you know, the bad mistakes of Europe here in America, and it starts in Manhattan. Here's what I think. Manhattan is an island off the coast of Europe. Mm-hmm. If you want to see what's happening,
got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there when we come back. We've got
do
more from Phil.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. The VA is working closely with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention and with other federal partners to provide COVID-19 vaccines as quickly and safely as they can. The VA knows that you have lots of questions and information is changing so fast, so please check back to the VA.gov website for updates, and they will continue to update the website on a regular basis to give you the latest information. If you find yourself not enrolled in the VA, but you need a COVID-19 vaccine, then go to the VA.gov and locate the nearest VA facility to you so you can reach out and find out how you can schedule your vaccine shots. If you happen to be not only a veteran, but a spouse of a veteran or caregiver or a CHAMP VA recipient, the VA will contact you and let you know when your vaccine shot will be ready. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. This is Dan Perkins, and thanks for listening.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
Thanks, the president of American Faith, also, I should say, the founder as well, and senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. And he's kept his church open, and everybody, you know, coming to hear the message, and you know, really being an encouragement to other churches in California who have decided to, you know, fold up the tent, listen to the government, and not honor what Jesus said, and that is that you render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God. And last time I checked, it was Jesus himself with God's vision to establish the church so that there would be an antidote to this kind of insanity that we're dealing with. And, Phil, if we don't embrace God's antidote here, and as you were talking earlier, the thing that I kept thinking about what's going on in France and around the world and here in the United States is there's been a disengagement of vision, of God's vision for each country. And we've let go of that. And as a result of letting go of that and the truth, you know, chaos ensues. And, you know, and you got to give it to the people straight and just say, look it, if you don't get back to God, I mean, you know, we'll give you the shortcut here. If you don't turn back to God and pursue the truth, then, you know, you have no idea what track you're going down here and what kind of chaos is yet to be realized if you continue to live your life without God and the vision that he has for each of us.
Yeah, and I that's a great point, and I really believe that what a lot of people, let's call them the, not, I'm not a Christian. Mm-hmm. I'm not buying into your narrative. Okay.
Yeah. Then they call it, Barna calls them the nuns.
Yeah, and then let's just look at a scenario like France that is not Christian as a nation. Let's separate them out and say, what does history teach you? Because if you can't learn from what's happening in history, then where's your barometer? Where's your guide? What are you going to do to kind of align yourself in that way? And I think that's critically important. So over 1,000, and listen to this, 1,000 members of the French military have said we are on the brink of civil war. Okay. 20 of those are active generals within the French army. Okay. Now these guys are not, these are not dummies. These are people who are looking going, what's happened is multiculturalism is killing France. Now, what does that mean? That means the failure to integrate into French society and understand French law, culture, the way of doing life is killing France. Well, what we're having is we're having the rise of multiculturalism in America that's saying we're not going to abide by your law, your culture, your way of life. We don't like America. Well, that's the same thing that's happening to us.
Yeah, and we have this big narrative that's flying out there, 1619 Project, and of course before that, the 1619 Project kind of brought it into print. A lot of this theory was flying around and people thought, well, you know, it's just a little crazy, I mean, you know, the way they're talking. But next thing you know, here it is, it's now being, it's being solidified with a written document now being, you know, forced upon, you know, schools and in every system of life before you know it. I mean, the military, we've got critical race theory. It is all so pervasive, Phil. And, you know, if we don't have enough people in the critical places to stand up against this insanity, we're going to be overrun here. And after it's all said and done, like I was talking to another expert last week, I mean, how many people do you think are really buying into this? I mean, it's less than 10%. I mean, Black Lives Matter, what, you know, you're talking 2, maybe 3%, if that. You know, this stuff that we're dealing with that's lightening up the streets and destroying buildings and killing jobs and all this stuff that's happening to our culture right now is being done by a rather boisterous, out-of-control, small minority of people. It's amazing to me.
You know, poison is only dangerous if it gets in my food.
Yeah.
So I have poison in my house that's used for certain things. And I mean poison that's dangerous to me as a human.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, think about where the poison goes. You just identify it. If poison goes to my school but nowhere else, am I safe? The answer is no, because now my children are affected, and they grow up to be adults, and they raise children. And so what I do is I'm complicit in the disintegration of my society because I didn't stop it in the most critical place, and that is my children.
Yeah.
Just like poison in my house is not dangerous unless it's my wife's cooking with it. And now we've got a problem. And so there's a couple of places like I'm kind of shocked right now because Hillsong Church has really kind of gone woke. And right. and I have good friends that they said, hey, I quit going to Hillsong Church because they have posters of Black Lives Matter inside the church and they pushed this woke agenda. Well, I never thought I would hear that.
Yeah.
Well, that's one of those places where it's not dangerous if it's in, you know, a society of atheists, but when it becomes dangerous when it's in my living room, it's in my kitchen, it's in the places that really, really matter. School matters, church matters, government matters, all these things, they matter, and we have to find ways to stop that if we're going to have a good society.
Well, without a doubt, and look what's going on in these churches. I mean, Dr. Mueller had just, you know, spoke out about you know, stuff that's happening. I mean, here he is. He's head of the Baptist Conference. And I can't remember the which
Southern Baptist.
Yes, well, Southern Baptist. But there was another entity, another church that started. You know, they started. Well, they got some crazy. I say crazy, and I'm going to get in trouble here because I use that adjective, so I take that back. But there's an individual who is a trans. And they're rewriting theology. I mean, and Dr. Mueller, to his credit, is standing up and saying, this is wrong. I mean, this is not, you know, there's not a place for this. And God bless him for, you know, taking a stand against this, because so many other times things have been, you know, said and they've just been passed and they go, well, nobody's saying anything. I guess it must be okay.
Yeah, and I think that's, I think we all kind of want to live in this world where somebody smarter and better than me will fix this so I don't have to get my hands dirty. The problem is we've run out of those people. When society hits a low watermark, it's too hard to get the boat afloat again. And that's where we're, I think, quickly coming to right now. It's too hard to get the boat. Barna said that 1/3 of all the church members who bailed on COVID are not coming back to church at all, according to his survey. Now imagine that, 33% of people who are active on some level, let's call that once a month maybe, they're not ever coming back, ever.
Mm.
Well, what does that do to the big picture? Well, it really affects children. Now there's no training of children going on. Now we've got a society, and I think that's what you have to think of. You have to think generations. You can't just think about you. You're a Christian. You're pretty good with the whole idea. You read your Bible once in a while. You try to live by God's teaching, but you don't go to church. Okay, what about your children and children's children? What happens to them?
Exactly. Yeah, so much is lost in translation. Yeah, the story came from the Western Journal, Phil. It was a Southern Baptist leader who was Dr. Mueller, I mentioned, who was slamming a church trying to fast-track open drag queen to ministry position, a direct violation of the clear teachings of Scripture. I mean, it's inarguable. But today, in today's woke society, everything's being questioned. The laws of God. You know, did God really say we're back to the original sin of the garden, that we could be as gods, right?
Right. Yeah, and society will always do that. I mean, you know, we always go from order to disorder.
Yes.
Only God goes from disorder to order.
And that's a good point there. You know, and when you look at even in the opening stanzas of the book of Genesis, right? It was the world that was void and without order, and in other words, chaos was reigning. And you have this, and you also read into it was the Holy Spirit just hovering over that chaos. And I sense the Holy Spirit hovering over the chaos of today's world, that we will see it for what it is, and that we will turn to God, because God's the only solution. I'm sorry, I hate to upset some of those people on the left. It's not Joe Biden.
Right. Yeah.
Just
well,
saying.
I think even the left are worried about Joe Biden.
Well, maybe they need to worry a little bit more. I'm just saying. That's all. He's the president founder of American Faith, senior pastor of Influence Church, Phil Hotzenpiller. Thank you, Phil.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits, Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide. Life can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Texas National Guard sent to the Mexico border to shore up security instead was put on trash duty by the Biden administration. Jackson County, Texas Sheriff Andy Lauterbach slammed President Biden's actions as a complete embarrassment on Fox News.
It's incomprehensible that a national security border, our border with a foreign country, is in the shape that it is in now. It's a complete embarrassment, and it's so preventable.
The death toll in a bomb attack targeting schoolgirls in Kabul, Afghanistan on Saturday has risen to 85. Another 147 people were wounded in the attack. A car bomb was detonated in front of their school, and then two more bombs exploded when students rushed out in panic. The U.S. Navy announced Sunday it seized arms shipments of thousands of assault weapons, machine guns, and sniper rifles hidden aboard a ship in the Arabian Sea. Apparently bound for Yemen, the vessel came from Iran. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
The night was clear and the moon was yellow and the leaves came tumbling.
Voice of Lloyd Price, Stagger Lee, a big hit. I think back in all the years and how often I played his hit songs. He passed at 88, and this is the news coming out that the singer-songwriter, early rock and roll star, enduring maverick, whose hits included, as I mentioned, Stagger Lee, which we were just playing, Lottie Miss Claudie, Personality, died Monday from a long-term care facility in New Rochelle, New York, of complications from diabetes. This was according to his wife. Price was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 98, was among the last survivors of the post-World War II scene in New Orleans that anticipated the shifts in popular music and culture leading to the rise of rock in the mid-50s. And what an incredible voice. I mean, one that would, you know, just command, command the stage. And when you heard his voice coming through, it was phenomenal. Another passing of note here is child actor Johnny Crawford of Rifleman. Remember? Dead at the age of 75. And Johnny had been dealing with, Alzheimer's. And it was finally, I guess they're saying, recently had been battling with COVID and pneumonia. And it was confirmed last Thursday evening. Johnny Crawford, of course, part of the Rifleman fame and series, and played the role of Mark McCain, nominated for Best Supporting Actor. I'd forgotten about that. Supporting Actor at the Primetime Emmys in 1959 when he was just 13 years old. As I mentioned, in 2019 he was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease before contracting COVID-19 and pneumonia. So
He passed here recently as well. A child actor, Johnny Crawford, of the Rifleman fame, dead at 75. Well, as we were, we've had so many great guests again on this morning, and I appreciate Phil Hotzenpiller's perspective about where we are and what we need to do. I mean, what is the solution to the madness that we're dealing with? And as a pastor, I mean, he has people coming every Sunday looking for him, you know, for answers. You know, help us out, Phil. Here, how do we deal with this? I mean, what is God saying? And when people ask me about the same thing, I say, well, are you talking to God? Are you, that's a good question. What is God saying? But it's not that Phil Hotzenpiller is the only, or Bill Martinez is the only person that hears from God. We know in part, we prophesy in part. I mean, I have a network of friends. One of my dearest friends from California, who's now in Tennessee, and I love his spirit. And he's constantly sending me what God is showing him, and it's amazing how it fits hand in glove with the very thing that I believe God is saying to me. And we all have a role to play here, and to connect with the truth, which is counter the culture right now. And the culture would just soon that we disengage from the truth, because then at that point, guess what? It's that much easier for them to control us. The whole foundation and base of this country, ladies and gentlemen, was God's word. It's our Constitution. Throughout the Constitution, it exudes the word of God, and these are great starting points. But if you don't even know that, and you just read it, and you think, okay, no big whoop. But there is a big whoop, because everything about God is, you know, when you think about for somebody to go and create the world, I mean, it just blows me away. It's kind of like C.S. Lewis says, you know, God's awesomeness is, it's ineffable. It's beyond awesome. Because when you pause for a moment, you consider, you got the sun, you got the moon, we have the mornings, we got the dew. I mean, it's just, everything is in its place. You know, planets are out there. They're not running helter-skelter, no matter what the Chinese try to do. Like they think they're going to overcome some sort of, you know, infinite supreme power. But look, there are some people that want to continue to challenge those things. But all the laws of God are still in place. And history has demonstrated us on every level. I don't care if we're talking politics, we're talking about health, we talk about our families, our marriage, and that sort of thing. As long as we are behaving and following these clear laws that have been established by God, it goes well for us for the most part. Are there going to be some surprises? Sure. But by and large, even in the midst of surprises, there is peace undeniable in the midst of it. And unless you've been there in the midst of this incredible pain of life at times, and you've never experienced the peace of God in the midst of it, you don't know what I'm talking. I'm talking a different language. But for those of you that have experienced that, you know what I'm talking about. And, you know, we want that for everybody. Not that we want the pain for everybody, but we want the love and peace of God to be there for everyone, so that it is their compass. It is their source of comfort in those times that are inevitable. I mean, they're going to happen. There's going to be pain. It's part of this journey that we're on. But how are we going to deal with it? How are we going to react? Who are we going to trust? You know, like I told you, I mean, for me, a couple of months ago, and another dear friend brought this to my attention, and I realized, I go, wow, exactly right. I found myself trusting all the wrong things. I mean, it's just, you know, it was kind of weird, you know, and it's like, what, you know, how did I miss this? But you go back to first principles, as I've been saying, you hit the reset button, go back to first principles, and you realize that there's only one person to trust, and that's God himself. Now, I understand there's many in this world that think otherwise. We don't need to trust God. We trust, we can trust our government. We can trust our friends. We can trust our wives and that. But no, you know, when we need to know who we can count on, ultimately, it is God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I know for some people that will be shocking, and that was something that I had to reconcile myself to realize, yes, I'd been putting my trust in all the wrong things and wrong people. And it was amazing what that did for me. This is like, I shared with you. It's like this 800,000-pound gorilla just got lifted off my chest. And then it was also, oh God, how did I miss this? How did I not correct this earlier? Why is it that I had to go through this journey for as long as period as I did to realize that the bottom line was I wasn't trusting you? Wow. I mean, it was mind-blowing. At the same time, it was redeeming, because that's what God does. God redeems us. He's not leaving us to our own devices, even in the midst of all this insanity and people thinking about socialism and, every day in my midday prayer, there's a point here when you think about, people who are so poor and in pain. We have no idea here in America. I mean, as Armin Brott was talking about, we've got enough food to feed, America, feed the world. And yet there's this idea that there's too many people, that it's unsustainable. And that is not the case. What should be unsustainable are these oppressive leaders that are keeping food from people and purposely trying to control them in any manner in which they can, because, hey, it's good to be king, I guess. It's good to be despot. But they're going to have a huge responsibility and judgment to deal with because of what they've done purposely to their people, allowing them to starve to death. But there are people, that are going through and suffering, suffering's unimaginable to us. I mean, the Uyghurs right now in East Turkestan, what's going on with them? And Saleh Hudiyar is going to be back with us. He's the East Turkestan leader in prime minister, who's in exile right now, and he's going to talk about it. But we got people there in China, and we're going to have this big event, the Olympics there in Beijing, and not that far away, we've got people being incarcerated, millions they say, and they're. Organs are being harvested, trafficked, people, trafficked for whatever means that they feel useful, because it's this whole idea and dangerous that we're playing with it right now, is that we're looking at people who are more than and less than. We're being divided in such a way, because if you happen to fall in the category of less than, then your life is of little value and little consideration is put aside for you. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436. 436.
All right, is that a Q2 or Q3 expense?
Dwayne's CPA went MIA.
W-9.
To keep his books and his sanity, he needs to find a replacement ASAP.
Hey, Johnny, have you ever heard of a Fungible Good?
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
What if you knew the Federal Reserve actually wanted a higher gold price? That they actually needed a higher gold price? My name's Adam Baratta. My gold presentations have been seen by millions, and I'm releasing my most valuable information I've ever published. the leverage ratio of the Federal Reserve. I believe the Fed now wants and needs a higher gold price. It's all about the leverage sitting on their balance sheet. My new report on the Fed's balance sheet aims to prove why gold prices will hit $5,000 by the year 2025. If you have an IRA or 401k, I want to give you my special leverage ratio report for free right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. I believe gold's headed much higher. The Federal Reserve wants it that way. Call 800-900-8000 to see why. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000. Call now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hey, welcome back. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. It is time for Adam Holtz, my good friend with Focus on the Family, director of PluggedIn.com. Mr. Adam, how are we doing?
Good. How are you doing this morning, Bill?
Doing terrific. We got through Mother's Day. All fun was had by all, and Mom was well honored.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it was so much fun that she decided to declare that the honoring will continue 365 days a year.
Well, let me just put it this way. I call her my queen fairly regularly, but she doesn't really return the favor. I mean, not to throw the queen under the bus, but I don't think she ever calls me her king. So, you know, I think in the honor sweepstakes, she may be ahead at this point.
Yeah, well, you know, maybe one day you might accomplish it. You might accomplish that. And, you know, it's tough to be king anyway.
Well, and I think my official title is servant of all. So, you know.
Well, as it should be.
Yeah.
And that's what we want, right? We're just following Jesus. We're just saying Jesus said you got to serve all. And I think that's the greatest title that we could all achieve for, which is awesome. I got to tell you, Adam, before we get into some of these other things, I don't know if you've seen what's been going on in Calgary. I think we talked about it, may have. There, this street preacher, Arthur Pulaski, who was arrested and charged after defying public health orders. I mean, he's quite the example for the churches here in America. I mean, here is one who really believes that we should render to Caesar the things that are Caesar, to God the things that are God. And he was the one that was, you know, told authorities. He ran him out of his church. He accused them of acting like the communists he grew up running from when they came for him a couple of weeks ago. And it was quite the scene. Well, guess what? You know, officials, you know, they always try to get the last word. And so they came, you know, they came after him and arrested him.
Man, I mean, it's just, what do you say? I mean, I think that we're certainly in a time where not only, I think, would most of us agree we are deep into a post-Christian West, but where that kind of response to, you know, basic religious freedom, I think we're going to see more and more of it. And I think it will force those of us who hold the, you know, to our convictions to,
that's right,
to really count the cost, you know, it's like, okay, this isn't maybe going to be as easy as it used to be. And, you know, I think in terms of clinging to those convictions, you know, good for him, and hopefully it can be a wake-up call on lots of levels. I confess I'm not super familiar with the story, but you know, just listening to you describe it, man, what a mess we're in.
Our faith has been in the crosshairs, especially by this woke left and this culture influence that's coming at us. I mean, whether we're talking about the little sisters, you know, that do not want to give birth control pills, but mandated by,
Obama, Biden, and of course the pressure's back on them, whether you're a baker and all these celebrated cases,
yep.
From Melissa Klein to, who's the other guy here? Jack.
Mark,
you know who I'm talking about.
I do. Yeah. He's the one in Denver.
Right, exactly. So, you know, their stories, I mean, are just incredible. This is happening, and the thing is, yes, this needs to be a wake-up call for all of us to realize that, our faith comes with a cost. And Jesus said, hey, look, they persecuted me, they killed me. So, as a follower, this is part of your future.
Well, and, I think it's even in John 16, he says, there's a time coming when there'll be people who will kill you and think that they're doing a service to God. And
right.
When you have lived in Christendom, that sounds like science fiction, but man, we don't live in Christendom anymore.
No, and we're approximating it. That's for sure.
It hasn't
necessarily gotten to the point, although it makes you wonder because this other story, Albert Mueller, Dr. Mueller, who's been on with us many times, it's been a while since I've had him on. He took on the Methodist, Hope United Methodist Church in Bloomington, Illinois. I mean, can you imagine that here we are, we're just a couple of Sundays after Easter Sunday. I think in this case it was the following Sunday, and the church there decided to have Drag Sunday. And because of this drag altar ego minister, Ms. Pentecost, and, of course, there were other drag performers that were involved in the music and prayers for that day. And so maybe, like you say, in John 16, where it says people would think they're doing God's bidding by killing people. But, Mueller is calling them out, going, wait a minute, this is ungodly. You cannot have this. But, of course, the Methodist Church is opening up its understanding of what God really did say. And, as one reporter said that, in encouraging Miss Pentecost, to preach, says preach the gospel when necessary, do it in drag.
Oh man. Well, here's the thing. At the core of it all is Jesus, Bill, right?
Yes, right.
It all revolves around Jesus. And when Christ is at the center, and when we understand that he alone is the one who died for us and whose gift of love and sacrifice on the cross to us is the only thing that cleanses our sins, your Christology affects everything.
Exactly.
And the second you throw Jesus out, I'm not even sure why you bother trying to have a Christian church anymore, because it just opens the door for madness. Mm-hmm. And my guess is if you back the truck up with that particular story, you don't get to Drag Sunday without having thrown Jesus out along the way somewhere.
Oh, without a doubt.
In terms of not Jesus as a nice guy who, he's our buddy and we like him, but Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, who he said he was. And, I think of the movie that had lots and lots and lots of problems about 15 years ago, Dogma, but, They made a joke, and it was, I think, a good one of the buddy Christ, and it was this smiling Jesus with his thumb up. And I think that there's a lot of buddy Christ in the West. We want to sort of adopt him as our feel-good mascot, but we're not really interested in paying attention to what he actually said and taught. And, this is the same Jesus who said, broad is the path to destruction and narrow is the way that leads to life. And,
exactly.
Man, we see examples of it all in our culture.
Well, and as you say, a lot has to be suspended here. And the first dangerous move is turning your back on God. The Bible's clear experientially. We know it's clear that without God, we start seeing things according to our own eyes. We abandon the truth. I mean, is the truth not important to you?
Right.
I mean, you're so casual. You have such a casual relationship with the truth that you're willing to turn your back on the truth. And, talk about living life without a mask and a seatbelt.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
To put it in contemporary terms, it's like, this is all very dangerous.
No, it is. And I think even those of us who really do sincerely love and follow Jesus, we would do well mm-hmm. to stop and take stock of the question, well, how how are the many myriad messages of culture influencing me? And not just the political ones, but, you know, the consumeristic messages, the narcissistic messages. I think we live in a time where the culture says what is most important is for you to focus on you. And we talk about that in the political realm, but, man, it's across the board. And again, Jesus called us to take up our cross and die. And even in well-meaning Christian circles, sometimes that narcissism creeps in there and that self-centered focus, and it creeps into my life. You know, I got one finger pointing at you and four pointing back at me.
Right.
I have to really work to say, okay, where is this entitlement mentality creeping into my heart and my thinking?
Yeah.
Because I don't want it there. You know, Jesus died for me to free me to love and to serve and to give my life as, you know, a ransom, just as he did. I'm not saying I'm Jesus, obviously, but to imitate him in laying down my life for the sake of others. And, you know, sometimes I lay my life down for my family or friends in small ways, but, you know, am I keeping track? Am I keeping score, or am I really good with, you know, I'm called to live a life of love and sacrifice on behalf of others. And, man, that message is more and more countercultural with every day, Bill.
Without a doubt, because as you suggested, it, the culture is so pervasive with counter-truth, counter-service. It is so narcissistic right now that this is a tough battle. But the good news is, because it is in that extreme, the truth can be such a powerful anecdote. And we'll have more times than you realize opportunities to express the truth in your life to where, you know, people would look at you and say, you know what? I want what you got.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
And that's, you know, Peter said in the midst of a persecution to live your life in such a way that people ask for the hope that's within you. Peter's assumption was that when we follow Jesus, it will actually produce such a radical change that we can't help but be a light to the culture around us. And again, that's what I aspire to. You know, on my good days, on my bad days, I'm just trying to get through. And does somebody have a bag of Cheetos for me to take?
I said, Lord, don't toast me.
You know, yeah, that's what we're called to.
Oh, you did have to mention Cheetos. You know where my next stop. There's just something about Cheetos. I don't know.
It's something about Cheetos, right?
Yeah. If they only tasted like jujubes, maybe I wouldn't be so longing for them. But no, they're Cheetos.
Yeah.
Hey, great stuff at PluggedIn.com. Check out the review on Monster, Tom Clancy's Without Remorse, Things Heard and Seen, The Mitchells versus The Machines. Hey, and did we talk about Edward James Olmos and Walking with Herb? Did we talk about that last week? We did, yes.
We did, yeah.
Yeah, good movie. I did have a chance to interview James Olmos, by the way, Edward James Olmos.
He's, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's on the website at BillMartinezShow.com. Great man, very gracious, and a man of faith. It was really a neat conversation, and that's right there at the website as well.
Great.
Adam Holtz, as always, buddy, you're a blessing. Appreciate it. All the best to you and the family. Hug the kids for me, okay? All right, take care.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
We've all seen